Good morning, it's Rural Focus. We're catching up now with Megan Cray from the Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development, or DPIRD as it's more affectionately known. And Megan is the local content advisor in the Wheat Belt area. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning, Tom.
So, Megan, we've got a lot of things to discuss today, but the main headline is, the starting topic, I should say, is how government buys goods and services. So what can you tell us about this?
Yes, well, the state government spends approximately $27 billion a year, and the local content advisors are set up in the 9 regions of WA. We're designed to help maximise the participation of regional businesses in regional contracting opportunities in their region. So what our aim is, we would really love as many contracts in regional of WA to be won by businesses based in their own regions, or be a subcontractor, learn how to work under government and all the restrictions and all the requirements that government puts on you to gain further experience to potentially become a lead contractor down the track.
So there's definitely some opportunities here for people interested in that region to try and tap into some markets they otherwise might not usually have?
Yes, yeah. Look, so the government has buying arrangements, and we do it through several different methods. Basically, we would recommend that you hop on the WA government website, www.wa.gov.au, and search about procurement. And it holds all different information. It's things, procurement policies that guide us and tell us the rules of how government workers need to buy things, who the agencies are that are buying and what they're buying, the templates, guides and reports that are required, and even training for suppliers. So there's all sorts of information in there, but the basic information you need to take from it is purchases up to $50,000, most government agencies can do direct sourcing. So we can go directly there and buy from you as a local supplier. Anything between $50,000 and $250,000, we need quotes, written quotes, and then we publish what we buy on the WA Tenders WA platform that houses all the information regarding the goods and services and works that we buy. And then anything above $250,000, we have to go to an open tender process, and we advertise that on Tenders WA. Apart from things like government trading entities like Water Corp and Western Power, who have a different process to go through and advertise for their contract.
So, Megan, can you just touch on then what is Tenders WA and how does that work?
Well, Tenders WA is the platform that has all the information regarding how government contracts. We're using public money, so we need to make sure that we have an opportunity to invite everybody that we can and that it's transparent in how we do these sorts of things. So basically, anytime we want to buy something, build something, anything like that, we're going to put that on Tenders WA and invite people to tender to put in a request to work for us. The government agencies use the website to publish requests for contracts. We also put all the information up for contracts that we've awarded, so who we've awarded them to, how much they were approximately. We have things like the common use arrangements, regional buying arrangements. If you want to work for state government, this is where most of the agencies actually advertise their business.
Righto. So if you want more information on that one, to either set yourself up as a supplier or look for notifications on other agencies and that sort of thing, it's tenderswa.wa.gov.au, and you can get all the more information you might need there. And what's the GTE tender platforms?
So some GTEs and their government trading entities like Water Corp or Western Power, they don't actually use Tenders WA, they use Ariba. I would recommend that you hop on their websites and have a look about becoming a supplier for them, because there are some extra requirements that they need to look at. Generally, to work for people like Western Power and Water Corp, you need to be pre-qualified. So they go through and check the processes. Do you have your insurances, your licenses? What is your capability level? All of those sorts of things. Once they've gone and checked and pre-qualified you to work for them, that's when you gain access to their tendering platforms and you can see their works. So they don't advertise directly out to public. You need to be pre-qualified to work with them first. Then you'll gain access to their tendering platforms. But as I said, check their website. If you get confused, contact your local content advisor and they'll point you in the right direction to have a look at either locating it on the website or actually talking to someone within the corporation.
So Megan, a lot of information here, and we've only just started to scratch the surface on all of this. So for the meantime, before we cover it more in detail another time, what's the best way for people to get more information on it?
Because the best way is to actually contact your local content advisor in your region. So if you get in touch with your Regional Development Commission, they'll be able to get you in touch with your local content advisor. But really what we need you to know is that if we don't know who you are, we can't engage you in a region. So make sure that you make yourself known to all the agencies in your region, to your local content advisor, and we'll be able to start working with you and making you aware of what's going on in your region and what opportunities you might have been missing out on.
Very, very exciting stuff. Well, look, Megan, thank you very much for this first of many discussions that we're going to be having. We look forward to going into more detail next time.
Thank you, Tom.